The Danish Girl, written by David Ebershoff.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Copenhagen, 1925. Chapter 1. His wife knew first.
Do me a small favour,
Greta called from the bedroom that first afternoon.
Just help me with something for a little bit.
Of course, Einar said, his eyes on the canvas. Anything at all. The day was cool, the chill blowing in from the Baltic. They were in their apartment in the widow house, Einar, small and not yet 35, painting from memory a winter scene at the Kattegat Sea. The black water was white-capped and cruel, the grave of hundreds of fishermen returning to Copenhagen with their salted catch. The neighbour below was a sailor, a man with a bullet-shaped head who cursed his wife. When Einar painted the grey curl of each wave, he imagined the sailor drowning, a desperate hand raised, his potato vodka voice still calling his wife a port whore. It was how Einar knew just how dark to mix his paints. Grey enough to swallow a man like that, to fold over like batter his sinking growl.
I'll be out in a minute,
said Greta, younger than her husband and handsome, with a wide, flat face.
Then we can start.
In this way as well, Einar was different from his wife. He painted the land and the sea, small rectangles lit by June's angled light, or dimmed by the dull January sun. Greta...